In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. That which has been written in the Bible is for our instruction and for our comfort also today. I will read for my sermon from the book of Jeremiah, chapter 29, along with which we will go back in time to the 600s and 500s before Christ, when part of the nation of Israel had been taken away to a foreign land against their own will. In the midst of the nation of Judah was a difficult situation. And the prophet Jeremiah sent a letter to them which to comfort them in that foreign country. And these words are heard as follows. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, unto all that are carried away captives, whom I have caused to be carried away from Jerusalem unto Babylon. Build ye houses and dwell in them, and plant gardens and eat the fruit of them. Take ye wives and beget sons and daughters, and take wives for your sons, and give your daughters to husbands, that they may bear sons and daughters, that ye may be increased there, and not diminished. And seek the peace of the city whither I have caused you to be carried away captives, and pray unto the Lord for it. For in the peace thereof shall ye have peace. For thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, let not your prophets and your diviners that be in the midst of you deceive you, neither hearken to your dreams, which ye cause to be dreamed, for they prophesy falsely unto you in my name. I have not sent them, saith the Lord. Thus saith the Lord, that after 70 years will be accomplished at Babylon, I will visit you and perform my good word toward you in causing you to return to this place. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Then shall ye call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. And ye shall seek me and find me, when ye shall search for me with all your heart. And I will be found of you, saith the Lord, and I will turn away your captivity. And I will gather you from all the nations, and from all the places whither I have driven you, saith the Lord. And I will bring you again into the place whence I caused you to be carried away captive. Amen. The prophet Jeremiah. There is much told about his life in the book of Jeremiah. And is in an especially touching way in this, the first chapter, it tells of how God called Jeremiah to be a prophet, a prophet whose task it was to proclaim God's will to the people. And how God proclaimed. Already when Jeremiah was young, it is said that when he was around 12 or 13 years old when God first proclaimed his call to Jeremiah and the responsibility of a prophet to proclaim unto the people his will. How it says here, before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. And before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee. And I ordained thee a prophet unto the nations. And some years later, when it happened, this task and receiving this task, before that, young Jeremiah said unto God, I do not know how I am so young. And he was young. And a great task given by God. But what did God say to Jeremiah? Say not, I am a child, for thou shalt go to all that I shall send thee, and whatsoever I command thee, thou shalt speak. Be not afraid of their faces, for I am with thee to deliver thee, saith the Lord. And how God put forth his hand and touched Jeremiah's mouth and said, Behold, I have put my words in thy mouth. See, I have this day set thee over the nations and over the kingdoms to root out and to pull down and to destroy and to throw down, to build and to plant. It was a great task and a demanding one. But even though Jeremiah would have gladly refused the task given by God, he wanted to be obedient. He wanted to proclaim, despite everything, God's will, because his nation, his own nation, in the nation of Judah, was restless. It was restless in that society when the people, God's chosen people, had rejected God. They had become estranged from God. They sacrificed to other false gods. They bowed down self-righteously before self-righteous false gods, self-made gods. The nation no longer remembered what God had given in his commandments when he said, I am the Lord, your God. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. And that we today also can only take security in God. What are the false gods of our time? Jeremiah, at that time, when he was worried and saw that the people, because of sin, were turning away from God, Jeremiah, as a young man, had to, with strong words, to speak directly to his nation, his dear nation. You steal, you murder, you make false oaths, and yet God's will. Jeremiah wanted to show this, that when he said, Thus saith the Lord, his task was to be a mouthpiece, to proclaim ahead of time God's will. And time after time, he had to speak unto his own people and warn them of disobedience towards God's word and that misfortune that this nation would meet if they did not turn to repentance. And that's why Jeremiah called people to repent, just as at these services people have been called into God's kingdom to own that gift, that faith which carries in this time and will carry over the stream of death to heaven's home. Jeremiah was in a sense a prophet of a time of crisis. For decades he spoke to his nation, and how in the sixth chapter it says, "Thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways and see, and ask for the old paths, where is the good way, and walk therein, and ye shall find rest for your souls. But they said, we will not walk therein. And I set watchmen over you, saying, hearken to the sound of the trumpet. But they said, we will not hearken." A disobedient nation resisted Jeremiah's call and the voice of warning. Brothers and sisters, what matters make us to turn away from this path, this path or way that takes us to heaven? We all know that in this time there are many enticements, there are many choices. We are offered nearly everything in this time. We are offered joy and happiness, which is not really for sale in this time. That which it will withstand will last from this time to the other side. When Jeremiah spoke and spoke and spoke, and even though God had sanctified him and ordained him for this task, Jeremiah also spoke as a person of those matters that he felt in the midst of that people when he lovingly called them back to be near God. He felt great fear in his responsibility and insufficiency and many doubts. And it says here, "Why is my pain perpetual and my wound incurable?" Or how Jeremiah asked, "Is it right that the enemies are successful?" And he also hoped that he wouldn't have even been born into this world. "Why did I have to come out of my mother's womb to see only agony and trials when I in my life, and to experience this shame?" And he demanded also revenge for his enemies. A person's the thoughts of the fall into sin rose to Jeremiah's mind, and they are not foreign to us either. But notwithstanding this, these thoughts were near Jeremiah. Notwithstanding this, he wanted to be obedient to God's call, and God had to strengthen Jeremiah in his task and said, Speak as you ought to speak. You can speak as my mouthpiece. People will turn to you, but do not turn yourself according to their mind. I will make unto this people a fenced brazen wall, and they shall fight against thee, but they shall not prevail against thee, for I am with thee to save thee and to deliver thee. And these words, we can also believe them personally. God's proclamation is valid today, no matter what would happen in our time. God will help. It was difficult for Jeremiah also to believe when the whole nation was angry. They schemed how to damage him. They put him into a muddy pit and despite this, he wanted to be obedient to God's call. Brothers and sisters, we also in this world of men, we've experienced many kinds of fears. We encounter disappointments, many kinds of sorrows and griefs and losses. There are illnesses. Often there arises the question, how will I cope? How will I have the strength? It seems that this life is a dead end. There is no hope. But in God's kingdom, when we can hear that this is how the former saints believed, and their lives weren't always easy either. If we would think, pretend that we were in Jeremiah's situation, how would we have managed? Only with the help of God's strength. And so we, even during this time, we manage and cope in God's kingdom when through the gospel we can hear personally. The gospel of forgiveness, which removes sin, gives strength, and the new perspective of faith. God did encourage Jeremiah to trust in God. To trust in God even in difficult situations, and we need this encouragement even at this time. The Bible often exhorts us to not be afraid and reminds us about trust, God's guidance, God's love, and the greatness of His care and significance. It is also true when it hurts, when life is difficult. And Jeremiah had the strength to comfort, turn to the right way, do good, always treat one another with justice, do not oppress foreign nations, not orphans and not widows. Do not kill the innocent in this land. Do not follow other gods, for it will be to your destruction. If you obey, if you listen, you can live in your own land. Their own land was dear to the nation of Judah and important. And so also for us, we who have come here to services, or you who are listening to this service broadcast, you are the inhabitant of a country, and our fatherland is a great gift to us. How God has guided our land during difficult times, and God wishes for every person to be able to live in his own country and to follow God's will, and how God has ordained the times and the boundaries of inhabitation, and how God's word teaches us to also respect the temporal authorities and the inviolability of every person, to resist chaos and violence, and how we have the freedom of faith and conscience. We are living this year during the 100-year anniversary of Finland's independence, which is a great reason for thanks and joy. In school life, there has come a new subject, social studies, and there are many of you at services who have, during the last semester, during elementary, have studied social studies or societal studies. And in my own school, with the students from grade 3 and grade 4, how this society works, how laws are made, and how we act or behave with one another, and how we have become acquainted with the proclamation of human rights and the agreements of children's rights, and how I have been able to tell these fourth graders, each one of you is precious, and how bullying at school, at home, in the workplace, or during one's free time is wrong. Our neighbor, we want us to be treated well and fairly. We do want to behave in this way, don't we? And how I asked when the spring semester ended about Finland and Finland's independence, how they wrote that how important it is that we can study in Finland, which is free, when there is no war. We can move, we can speak our thoughts. There are many important matters. Even during this festive year, we remember those also with respect who and honor who have fought on behalf of our independence, who constructed our land with grit and with heart. In their lives on the battlefield, there was fear and insecurity, worries, sorrow. It was real. How, during the 3 years, the three wars, over 90,000 people died for Finland, of which one of them was my grandfather. My mother was only a couple of months old, and life had to continue. how without her parent, her father, or their parents, 50,000 children were left without their parents, or how 70,000 children were sent to Sweden and other Nordic countries to be safe from war. It was a difficult time. And how my mother-in-law has told how she had to leave as a schoolgirl from near Viipuri, from Muona, the village of Telkkala. She had to leave her home, the familiar surroundings, and take just a little bit with her to go into the unknown. But how she has told, despite everything, despite her losses, as a young student, she found God's kingdom and feels that it's God's great guidance that she has found this permanent home, God's kingdom, and rejoiced of that. Or that on the home front also they experienced difficult moments when being able to see one another was veiled with despair, when there didn't come any more letters from the front lines, when someone lost her spouse or her four sons. Those were difficult times. But how God has blessed the nation of Finland. God is the leader of nations. And God announces himself through the stages of nations. As this morning during the worship service during the prayer, we prayed on behalf of the temporal authority, on behalf of the president and the government and the government and parliament and all decision makers, and how we can pray on behalf of all those who study and are future builders of society, and those who are currently working for the benefit of society in different tasks. All work is valuable. Everyone is needed. And we cannot forget you, mothers and fathers, who work for the benefit of children. Even though at home child rearing might be difficult and your strength may be low, it is a task given to us by God, as Jeremiah reminded his people who had ended up in a foreign country, that have children and life will continue. Build houses. Plant gardens. We are living this moment. We perform the tasks given by God in our own time. We shouldn't also forget the work of God's kingdom. It is yet a time of work, and every year when we come to summer services, we marvel that this festive city has been built only so that God's nation could rest for a moment. And in a sense, with natural eyes, see that nation that is traveling towards heaven, that we could become strengthened and encouraged in faith, because of the pressures of our time, and often the perspective of faith might become dim, but we protect and cultivate this land in our own time. And God was also merciful towards and patient towards the nation of Judah. God didn't forget his own nation in that foreign land, and neither did Jeremiah, even though he had experienced resistance and scorn from his own nation and violence. He still, despite this, despite his human thoughts, he didn't have this thought that, there you see it. I told you God's will, I proclaimed unto you God's will, that unless you repent and come back near God, into God's kingdom, you will end up under a foreign power. And so it happened that the nation was taken into a foreign land, and when their own homeland had been left behind, the familiar things there, the people needed encouragement. They couldn't stay to wait, but they had to act. They had to continue to work. Before returning back to their homeland after 70 years, it was God's promise to come back to their own land. Before that, there was the encouragement to pray on behalf of the success of their city and to live in their foreign land, building and planting and multiplying. And how Jeremiah writes to his people, I have my own plans for you. My thoughts are thoughts of peace. I will give you future and hope. This foreign land was given the perspective of future and hope, and God's nation needs this encouragement even at this time, just as John, in the Gospel of John, has been written, how Jesus said, peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. God's love does not even now hesitate, but it does not hesitate to love, but it also does not hesitate to rebuke or to love. Love guides or leads us to the fact that all God's children would remain together, even though as people we do not always understand God's mysteries. But as there are many images in the Bible or depictions of people whose lives contain difficult moments, unfair treatment, fallings, they also survived them. We live in a world of men at this moment. The past is behind us. We are living this moment. The future is open, and we do not know much about what is to come. What we do know is that this time will end sometime. But we do not need to remain under this question, but we can live of this faith, even when we feel weakness, when we fall, and especially then we need God's love, that we would be noticed, that we would be encountered, and that we could hear with our own ears the gospel of forgiveness. When it feels that there is only despair, the sermon of God's kingdom belongs to even a person who feels completely hopeless. And we can pray in this world of men that love would be victorious over evil, selflessness would be victorious over selfishness, the joy of giving over greed, hope over hopelessness, and faith over unbelief. We are journeying towards heaven, and we own that faith that will carry us to heaven. And this biblical faith brings, despite temporal conditions, firm security. It brings inner peace, true freedom, when through the gospel we can put sin and our burdens away. And with eyes of faith, we can peer towards our future destination. At these services, the sermon of faith has been proclaimed much, and it is yet proclaimed. The proclamation of Jesus' suffering, death, and resurrection, and how God's kingdom has come near. And in the city of Pori, God's kingdom has gathered, and how through the forgiveness of sins you can join this city. Freedom has been preached to all the nations, and how God is the leader of nations, how all nations are as a drop in a water vessel, or as a speck of dust on the ground. Even now, God's nation, which is journeying towards its homeland, be encouraged, brothers and sisters. In Jesus' name and blood, sins are forgiven. Be encouraged. God sends greetings from heaven through the audible gospel. You can believe, all sins forgiven in Jesus' name and blood. You can see this future and that future. It will one day begin when our Savior will come a second time into this world, as it is written in the book of Revelations, "I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life, and may enter in through the gates into the city." These are how secure the promises are, which are in force. God's peace, the joy of faith, the freedom of the conscience. We have a good God who has promised to take good care of us. And so we pray that God would bless the work of His kingdom and would bless each of us on this journey, would bless us in our own land and those of you who have come to summer services from your own lands, where you act as for the best in the with the best interest of your own city and your own land. One day when this time will end, there will begin eternity, and this corruption will stay behind in this time. And for that moment, we are believing. And so you youth and children, you also can believe. All your own sins forgiven in Jesus' name and blood. And this gospel, with many, very fearfully and with many doubts, I came to this task. Can I believe all my sins forgiven? And in this way, I want to believe. And finally, the God of hope, fill us with joy and peace in faith, so that we could have abundant hope through the power of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen.